It's July 2nd, 2015. It's about quarter after 2 in the afternoon. I just want to grab a couple quick notes. I've been working on the first video that I'm going to release this fall. And as part of that, I wanted to utilize a few examples of what I guess what I would call signs and indicators of what led me to my view, or to suspect what I suspect is true, to formulate what I suspect is true. Anyway, as I was sort of tossing this around, something that struck me was, it's kind of like I'm inviting others to take a journey with me in the form of a story. And these video and audio clips that I'm going to use to help others understand how I came to view the world and our existence in the way that I do, I was kind of thinking of them in kind of like waypoints or channel guides. The narrow path, yeah. You know, it made me thinking about the nautical. You know, you have the waypoints of different buoys, but then when you get into the channel, you have the markers, their red, right, return, and you know by the color on the marker which side the channel is on, depending upon whether you're approaching the headwaters or the source, or you're transitioning away from the headwaters out into open water. So anyway, I was just kind of thinking about how I could approach it, you know, by saying that I'm offering these up because they're a part of my story, but I think they're also a part of our story. And these are some of the signs and indicators that have sort of guided me in my journey and my quest. And you know, I believe that there are hints all around us. Signs and indicators, but I'm grasping for something. They're like clues at the scene of the event, you know, at the scene of our presence. There's always these clues. I even earlier kind of thought about, you know, they're kind of like the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs. You know, I even thought about that, about the waypoints or markers. And of course, all this kind of comes down to, you know, well, boundary math, but leading back to the source of that, you know, to the origin of those disciplines, going back to G. Spencer Brown, Draw a Distinction. You know, it's what makes this different than that. And when we can identify a difference, we mark it. And so we label it. You know, it's a token, a label, a sign or an indicator that there's something different about this. And of course, that kind of lends to the whole concept of the narrow path. You know, while the wide path leads to destruction, the narrow path leads to an extraordinary life. And so I guess that's part of what I'm trying to demark. I'm trying to stand and point to or gesture to that, you know, there is the ordinary life, and there is the supersizing of the ordinary, and then there's the extraordinary, and there is a distinction. Some may value it, some may not. That's a personal preference. My myself personally, I think that those who would not value it wouldn't understand the true value of it. But that's not my place to judge them for their choice. The best I can hope for is to point to it and help others to understand the difference. And then whatever they choose from there, that's their choice. I would not wish to make the choice for them. So anyway, I guess what I was sort of looking at was I could approach it in that I want to share my perspectives, and in doing so, from my perspective, I wish to tell our story. And these little outtakes, and I guess that's kind of, in some respect, that's kind of what I'm referring to when I started this recording session. These little outtakes that I'm choosing are like those channel markers. And I'm not saying that's true for everyone else, although I think it's true, I suspect it's true that some of these signs and indicators may have had an impact on them also. Maybe not, but maybe just to the point of a questioning, something, it's just a feeling, a gut feeling that there's something there. But for me personally, as I searched for, how did I get here? Yes, I've traveled a path. Now I'm looking back and I'm saying, so how is it that I arrived at this rally point? How did, what were the influences that impacted me along the way that stirred me up, that perhaps, excited me or attracted me? So, some people could say vexed, that vexed me if they don't believe in, if they see no value in the position that I stand, that I make a stand now, that view what I suspect is true. But I'm looking back and I'm saying, and so what I'm doing is I'm attempting to grab these outtakes, these influences, to make sense of them in the context of what I wish to share. I mean, that even comes down to, I don't have an outtake video. I mean, I guess I might be able to find one, but I'm not going to search for one. But what I'm saying is, I don't have an outtake at present of people coming off some ride at the carnival or the fair and giggling and laughing and saying how much fun it was, let's go do it again. But I think that's something, an experience that's somewhat shared. I think that's somewhat easy to relate to and understand, whether they've ever experienced that themselves. It's plausible. I think it's easy to relate to how that could be the case. And I think with some of the approaches that I'm taking to share this information, that's the very most I can hope for. We as individuals have not experienced we haven't shared the same exact experiences, but we live in the human condition, so there is so much that we do share. I talked about that in the, the weft and the warp, or warp and the weft, that although we are creators of our own individual actualities, we're born into an inherent system. And so we share the common experience, and in fact we're bound and woven into the common experience of what it means to be a human being and what it means to exist in this human condition. Anyway, I had that written down better. I have to find my notes on that. But that's basically what I'm referring to there. So anyway, I think that's about all I wanted to capture. You know, when I was talking to Charles the other day, we came across, you know, we kind of came to this point where we talked about do what you, you know, say what you're going to do, do it, say what you've done. And I was sort of kind of thinking about that while I was thinking about how I'm going to incorporate these different outtakes, these different waypoints, these different channel guides into these initial videos. And, you know, I keep coming back to, where do you start? Well, you start at the beginning. And that's kind of what I'm working on right now. Okay, so what am I going to choose as my beginning or start point, that first point that I'm going to make? And so anyway, I think that's where I'm going to leave it for now, because I want to mull over that a little bit more before I, you know, I kind of want to consider the best approach on that initial point and choose that initial point based on those considerations. That's enough for now. Signing off.